Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The history between Juventus and AC Milan speaks for itself. Whenever Juventus and AC Milan are set to square off, you can bet there's the high chance that you're going to see a hard-fought game. And that's exactly what we saw just a few days ago in a Serie A classic. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Into the Net FC. My name is Alex Alcazaz, and I'm also known as the Bear of Texas. And with Juventus getting somewhat of some revenge against AC Milan, well, Juventus getting the 2-0 win at home was something that they desperately needed. Because up until recently, Juventus suffered a home loss to AC Milan in a semi-final match of the Supercoppa Italiana. Of course, AC Milan went on to win it. So for Juventus to finally get a win against AC Milan, even though this is in Serie A play, Juventus has a little bit of redemption. But do they really? Because AC Milan went on to win a title recently. The same cannot be said for Juventus. AC Milan is not doing well at all. Recently, Christian Pulisic suffered yet another injury, meaning that he missed this game against Juventus, which was really a huge, massive blow for AC Milan. And not only that, Alvaro Morata did not play in this game as he was serving a suspension for a red card. Juventus got the win. This game certainly would have been more interesting if Christian Pulisic had been able to play, but ladies and gentlemen, that does not quite frankly guarantee that AC Milan would have gotten the win. Because whenever Juventus and AC Milan play, anything, and I mean anything, can happen. Just think back of the Champions League final back in 2003 when we saw Juventus and AC Milan square off. AC Milan pulled off the win despite the fact that Juventus were the heavy favorites. When it comes to these huge matches, anything, I say again, anything can happen. And Juventus turned out to be the better team in this particular encounter. Now, this is actually Juventus' first win in Serie A since, I would say, probably December 2nd, if I'm correct. Because after that, Juventus had a 2-2 draw against Fiorentina before suffering that 2-1 loss in the semifinal of the Supercoppa Italiana. And there was a 1-1 draw against Torino and a 1-1 draw against Atalanta. So if I'm reading this correctly, this was actually Juventus' first win since the 22nd of December. So this was Juventus' first win of the year in Serie A. Well, the first win of the year, period. Excuse me. So Juventus getting this win is much needed. Now, to take a quick look at the standings of the Italian Serie A, AC Milan is in a horrible spot. So the struggles continue for AC Milan despite the fact that they just won the Supercoppa Italiana. Of course, they beat Inter Milan in the final, overcoming a 2-0 deficit. Juventus is currently in fifth. So Juventus definitely has a lot to improve on if they're going to climb up in the rankings. The Italian Serie A currently is being led by Napoli, if you can believe it. Napoli is in first place, and Napoli looks to be a very, very darn good team. In second place, you have Inter Milan that is actually trailing by 3 points. And then in third place, Atalanta. In fourth place, Lazio. Then, of course, in fifth, Juventus. AC Milan is in such a horrible position right now that if they were to finish in this particular spot, that would mean that they would not be competing in European competition the following season. That would mean no Champions League, no Europa League, and that would probably also mean no Europa Conference League as well. But you never know, ladies and gentlemen. You never know. So you can only hope that AC Milan turns things around, but we'll have to wait and see. This game between Juventus and AC Milan was so hard fought. And Juventus had their breakthrough late in the game, and they doubled it, and they basically scored their two goals in a span of about 5 freaking minutes. So Juventus had to wait for that moment, and then they doubled it because they knew that they had some sort of an advantage. Juventus seemed to be very, very confident in themselves. Now, Juventus had a bit of an advantage because Christian Pulisic did not play, but AC Milan still could have pulled off, you know, the upset once again. Of course, this time, you know, with Christian Pulisic absent, things turned out different. But still, AC Milan could have maybe somehow pulled it off. AC Milan, again, is not doing well. The starting lineup in this game was, well, rather exciting. Now, we talked about the start, how AC Milan had, the front three attacks seemed to be pretty strong. Because Tammy Abraham actually got the start over Alvaro Morata. But keep in mind, Alvaro Morata was serving a suspension because of a red card, which is unfortunate. But you look at all these injuries as well. I mean, Pulisic out, but also Ruben Loftus-Cheek, which is a massive blow for AC Milan. So Tammy Abraham got the start under center. You have Yunus Musa on one side and Rafael Leao on the other side. So this front three attack for AC Milan had potential. It had potential of creating and causing serious damage, but it did not. As a matter of fact, you know, what's interesting is that AC Milan actually did not get on the scoreboard. So Gregorio, the Juventus goalie, kept a clean sheet despite the fact that Milan had several threats. As a matter of fact, around the 30-minute mark, there was basically a sort of play where AC Milan threatened, and there were at least four scoring chances. At least four, because I counted. I looked at the extensive highlights, and I tried counting several times. And if I saw it correctly, or based what I saw, it was between four and six chances missed on a piece of play, which AC Milan failed to score. Very, very, very unfortunate. And that was indeed mayhem, as the announcer said. Now, at the same time, Juventus had some chances to score, which they missed on their own. So while AC Milan missed scoring opportunities, Juventus had scoring opportunities of their own, which they missed. So again, another situation where there's a little bit of tales of missed opportunities. I mean, this is a particular segment on these particular episodes that I always bring up. When there are these teams that do not take advantage of these opportunities, and there's so many of them, I call it a case of missed scoring opportunities, and that was, again, one of these particular situations. Now, the midfield for AC Milan still looked to be a little bit stacked. Now, Renders, you know, on one side, and Fofana under center, and Bennacer on the other side, though there was still some potential. The backfield, Emerson Royal, Gabia, Tomori, and Theo Hernandez, you know, the backfield, you know, still looked stacked. And of course, Mike Maignan, the captain, by the way, had a solid game despite conceding those two goals. Now, Juventus, of course, in the midfield, Kefren Thuram, my French compatriot, you know, actually provided an assist. And actually, it was great to see Tim Weah, my American compatriot, actually scored the second goal of the game, and this was actually not long after he came off the bench, because Tim Weah started the game on the bench. And it was actually Weston McKennie, he's the American who actually got the start. So seeing Tim Weah actually come in, I think around the start of the second half, and then go on to score a goal in the 64th minute, it was special, especially because Tim Weah's goal was fantastic off of a beautiful, beautiful counterattack by Juventus, which, again, Kefren Thuram fought for the ball, got it, made a long pass to Tim Weah, who set up the play. Man, Mike Maignan was completely caught off guard, and the Milan defense, Tomori was absolutely out. It's unfortunate that for Mike Maignan to have such a fantastic game, and then for AC Milan to kind of basically, especially on that second goal, you know, how AC Milan, you know, finally, you know, concedes, and then Juventus has their breakthrough. Well, you know, it goes to show once again how anything can happen. So, Kefren Thuram providing the assist certainly makes me happy. So, in my case, the fact that Kefren Thuram, my French compatriot, provides the assist to my American compatriot. So, we saw a little bit of American and French connection in that one. Kefren Thuram and Tim Weah, you know, seeing eye to eye, playing well together, and then we see a fantastic goal. So, what a moment. What a moment indeed. The statistics speak for themselves, and of course, you can only bet that in an Italian match, you know, between two Italian giants, you're going to see some heavy, heavy defending. Of course, that's usually the case with Italian football, because heavy defending is Italian football in a nutshell. Both teams registered 11 clearances each. Mike Maignan made 4 saves, while De Gregorio made 1. 13 interceptions by AC Milan, and 7 by Juventus. So we see the heavy defending the heavy rock solid defending from both sides, but one team was able to actually put the ball in the back of the net twice. AC Milan, unfortunately, was not very fortunate in that one. Now we look at the defensive stats, but we look at the total shots. Well, I mean, that certainly tells a story. AC Milan only had one shot on target, while Juventus had six. And of course, Mike Maignan saved four of them. So the AC Milan attack was basically MIA, as far as I know. I mean, they had one shot on target, so I can't say that they were completely MIA. But for the most part, yes, the AC Milan attack was missing in action. Because again, from what we saw, again, the fact that you have Rafael Leao, Yunus Musa, and Tammy Abraham, you still would have expected a couple of goals, but AC Milan could not get anything going on the attack, as Juventus was heavily strong on the defense, as was AC Milan. So AC Milan was able to excel well on the defense, despite the fact that two mistakes led to them conceding two goals, and seeing that goal, which Tim Weah scored once again, the fact that my French compatriot Mike Maignan was fooled on that one. I mean, you don't see Mike Maignan fooled like that very, very often. If anything, you probably see it very, very rarely. But, you know, Juventus just basically simply outplayed Juventus in that particular play. But it seems that in the cases, Juventus was quite frankly the better team overall in this one. And there's really honestly no arguing. And AC Milan remains to be in a very, very, very difficult spot. But it's up to them to see if they can actually get things going. Now, both teams have Champions League matches coming up. Juventus will take on the Belgian club, Club Brugge, on the road, while AC Milan will actually take on Girona at home. So the Champions League, you know, coming up, we'll see how both teams, you know, can answer that. If AC Milan can get back on track, but you never know. AC Milan probably shouldn't have a problem in this Champions League match, but as far as I know, Christian Pulisic, I don't expect him to be back, but if he were to be somehow miraculously back, then he would obviously be on the bench. But as far as Christian Pulisic goes, the severity of the injury, well, it did say, Goal.com said, you know, a couple hours ago that he was training alone at AC Milan. So as far as the fitness update was actually delivered, if he's actually training alone, I mean, that's got to mean something. But now, of course, again, it was actually something about muscle discomfort. So scans did rule out any serious damage. So there was no tears being suffered, which is very, very fortunate, because Christian Pulisic missing a significant amount of time would be not only horrendous for Pulisic himself, but it would be horrific for the U.S. men's national team as well as Milan. So as far as I'm concerned, they're hoping that he could be cleared to face Girona in the Champions League. But if that's the case, then I would expect Pulisic to stay on the bench. And if they're doing fine, then if it comes to the point where Pulisic doesn't need to come in, where it's not necessary, well, I would expect AC Milan to take the precautions, because they need Christian Pulisic to be completely healthy. And I do mean completely healthy. So looking at it again, as far as the lineup goes, I don't think I did a full rundown on the Juventus lineup, but seeing my French compatriot, Kefren Thuram, play so good and then provide the assist, I mean, it makes me proud. I mean, several of my French compatriots actually played in this one, Maignan, Hernandez, and Kefren Thuram, while two of my American compatriots, Weah and Weston McKennie, you know, played, you know, in a decent position. And seeing, you know, Weston McKennie actually play in the backfield, you know, seemed to be a bit surprising. But I mean, if he's able to excel as a midfielder as well as a defender, well, you know what? Depending on who you play, then why not? So perhaps Juventus needed to actually put Weston McKennie back there to try to contain AC Milan's dangerous attack, despite the fact that Morata and Pulisic did not play in this game. Gonzalez was deployed as Juventus' sole number 9 striker. Behind him, you had a player by the name of Yildiz, and then Mbangula that actually scored the first goal, and under center, a player by the name of Coop Miners, which I hope I'm saying that correctly. And then, of course, behind them, you had the captain, Locatelli, alongside Kefren Thuram. The backfield, you had Cambiasso, Kalulu, Gatti, and Weston McKennie. And once again, in the goalie, you had Di Gregorio, which, you know, who did a fantastic job, but obviously made only one save. But then again, it's because, you know, the AC Milan's attack was MIA. So probably see things a little bit different. Gregorio definitely would have been capable of making four saves, but that just simply did not happen. And Juventus got the win in a very, very brilliant fashion. And for AC Milan, it's unfortunate, but they got to get things together. But you just never know what to expect, and we'll see how things go. Because it would certainly be very, very unfortunate. It would certainly be catastrophic and horrendous if AC Milan finished in a position to where they do not qualify for any European competitions whatsoever the following year. And in a team like AC Milan, well, it would certainly be an embarrassment. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, you can find Into the Net FC wherever you get your podcast. So please, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to miss out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank y'all very, very much. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.